Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a 9-year member of our Brain Trust, managing partner of Entrepreneurship Performance Labs, author of 6 Secrets to Startup Success. We helped him launch that book on this show a while back, and he's one of the top management entrepreneurship experts that we know of, and certainly in our Brain Trust. He's our good friend John Bradbury. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always, John. So whenever most people, including myself, started their career as an entrepreneur, started from a blank sheet of paper, whole cloth, from scratch, as I did, a couple of times, actually, It was all about them. It was all about me. It was what I wanted to do. Could I pull it off? The marketplace was there. If I could crank out what I needed, if I could pull from the marketplace and give back to the marketplace, it was that little tug of war between a classic marketplace was operating. Typically, I don't use the word normal. That's how it was in those days. But we've just had a global economic shift that's unprecedented in anyone's life, probably ever. Do we need to rethink about how, as we unlock our doors, as we go back into the marketplace, whether we're startups or not, do we need to rethink entrepreneurship these days?
Well, in many senses, I believe, we talked a little last time, I believe, about how important it will be to, for many, many businesses that were on an upward trajectory to just survive, do whatever you need to do to keep some dry powder.
Surviving is winning, is what I've been saying.
And surviving in what?
Surviving is winning.
Right, right. And, of course, there are opportunities out there that may be opportunities of a lifetime or a generation. And, some entrepreneurs and businesses are going to be able to take advantage of those. But I've also thought a lot, Jim, about those who have been furloughed. Maybe their job has been lost. Mm-hmm. And, we see a lot of people who want to be an entrepreneur, or they thought, maybe my side hustle should be my full-time hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think there's a phenomenon now going on as well where you're going to see a lot of new activity. How successful it's going to be remains to be seen. But there are a lot of people out there who may be thinking, now's the time to really go after my dream. And I may not have a lot of capital available to do it, but I have talent, I have an idea. And with technology the way it is today, you can launch and get a product out there much less expensively than in the past.
Well, one thing about it, the marketplace has been disrupted. You could almost say, as of today forward, what we're going into from today forward is going to be, in many ways, different from what we had 4 months ago. There are going to be a bunch of businesses that won't come back, and I'm still upset about that. As you said, a lot of people are going to be out of work. They're going to have to change their professions. And you've got a different kind of customer. Customers have a different attitude. Customers have different expectations. They're going to be behaving differently. And because of all that, that's a disrupted marketplace. And when there is disruption, that also creates opportunity, and that's what you're talking about, right? I mean, if you are, and this is why you're here today to talk about your entrepreneurial motivations. Now is the time to be taking stock of that, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I've always advised anyone who and this is a pretty common question we get, you know, it's, people say, well, I'm thinking about making this leap and leaving my job and, you know, starting a business. And the very first question I always ask is why? What is it that would motivate you to do that? And the reality is not all motivations are created equal. Some have more staying power. Some last longer. Okay. So a classic motivation is I hate my boss. I hate my job. I just want to be free. I want to be my own boss. Well, you and I have talked about this. Mm-hmm. Once you leave that situation and now you're out there on your own, that's not going to motivate you anymore.
Right.
So what is going to pull you forward?
What is
going
to pull it?
When going gets tough.
One of the times that I had to become entrepreneurial was it because I hated my boss, but it turns out they hated me. They had a plan, but I wasn't part of it. And that'll motivate you, I'll tell you. Hold on to that thought, John Bradbury, and I will be right back.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Blassingame, 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.